Grace be with you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to study the theme, education. Lesson 3, the law as teacher. Summary. Let's look at this piece of art by Maximilian Janče, the Ten Commandments. 10 points for a successful life. 10. 10. Only 10. When you look at books of law in a state, and they continue to grow all the time. Once a judge told me, "Oh, if I had known that, I would have never studied law. You are never finished. Day by day, new laws, and you have to study them." So I thought, when I've finished my studies, I'm ready, and then I have finished. "Oh, no," he said. "Day by day, I have to study the new laws. They change them all the time." He was exhausted, tired of that. And he would never again study this subject. Because you never can say, "Now I have finished." But God's law is always the same. 10 points. Even a person who is not so much intelligent, he can memorize 10 points. He has 10 fingers, so it's easier to count then, I'm finished. So this is the difference. Once, when I was in Vienna as a pastor, I was as well the headmaster of the elementary school. And then what we wanted to go on, that our pupils can attend a school from the 5th to the 8th form as well. So we wanted to add a form of secondary level to the elementary level, so that we double the years. And it's not so easy, because you have to do this according to the law of the state. So I had a date with the highest state official for affairs of the law. So he was an expert in law for the schools. And I went there. "Okay, what do you want?" "Well, we want to establish a private school on secondary level, and you are the one who signs it and admits it. How do I have to write this document for admission so that you can sign it?" He smiled. So it seemed that he liked his idea, that someone wants to act according to his ideas. Yeah, and then he gave me tips. And I took notice every sentence he said, so that I can write the admission form in this way. And we had not come very far when the telephone rang, and another headmaster had a question, and I could listen, because I was in the same room. And the headmaster asked, "How do we have to handle this or that?" And he said, "Well," he opened his book of law, paragraph number 36, and then he read what is written there. "Yes, we know, but we would like to handle it in a special way, and you are not allowed to handle this in an extraordinary way. You have to handle it according to the law as it is written in this paragraph." "Okay?" "Yeah, but no, but this is the law, and you have to act like this. Thank you for the call." Then he went on with me. Another call, the same contents. people, normally headmasters, had a question how they should go on in this or that case. And he had his book of law in the arm like a baby and found the paragraph, read it aloud, and people always wanted to have a special attitude to certain aspects, and they wanted to act differently. And it was the same answer all the time. You do not act differently, because then you would trespass to law. Okay? And you have to act as a headmaster according to the law. To point and full stop. So the callers were not very satisfied that they have to, that they get no special way for handling certain problems. They have to act according to the law. In the end, we were finished, and I wrote my admission form, and it was signed by him, and we got our state document. Yes, it's okay, you may go on. This establishing of this church school on the state level, this talk with the highest lawyer, in a way, of the state in pedagogic affairs, helped me to understand the book of the law in the Bible. This specialist, this expert in law, he did not allow any move to the right or to the left. It's there. And there you have to move. What about God and his law? We are the same as these headmasters who called and said, well, couldn't we? No, you can't. But we would like to. It could be. But you are not allowed to. Why do we want to act in a different way? Because we think it's better for us. And this is the error forever and ever.